The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 4th chapter. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows, he knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come." And he said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable shall we use for it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when sown on the ground, is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and puts out large branches so that the birds of the air can make nest in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them without a parable, but privately to his own disciples, he explained everything. This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the holy name of Jesus,
amen.
Here are some flower seeds. Plant them in the ground, said Frog. Toad ran home. Toad planted the flower seeds. "Now seeds," said Toad, "start growing." Much children's literature is by nature parabolic, because animals stand in for people. Animals, who are a bit silly, have lots of questions, meet mishaps, and have adventures. Peter Rabbit, Winnie the Pooh, Curious George, Paddington Bear, all of those are stories about kids presented as animals. And the same, I would posit to you, goes for Toad, if you can remember Toad of Arnold Lobel's Frog and Toad short stories. Toad is a little person. Frog is a big person. These are kind of like stories about kids and their dad. And Frog and Toad are friends. What happens when they play together and have adventures? Little person learns, steps out, grows into something like his bigger friend. Stories that are meant to help us grow can come out as parables. After his baptism in the Jordan, Jesus had a story to tell. A story about a kingdom, the kingdom of God. And the point of that story can't just be dumped on people if it is to be received as the thing that it is. We dads, for example, could just tell our kids to grow up. But that'll hardly come out then with the sort of grown-ups we would hope they would be. We can't really get there by just barking at them, "Hey, you gotta grow up." No. Stories and play lure them forward to be more tomorrow than they are today. Jesus has been up to things already. He has been calling on people to change their minds and put their trust in the good news of God's kingdom. He has been casting out demons, healing people, praying, taking on students, bumping heads with the authorities. He's become something of a celebrity by this point, and people had started to worry about him, even malign him. What was this Jesus up to? What was this story that he was telling? What was this kingdom that he was talking about. And at that juncture in his ministry, Jesus reaches for the parabolic story. And it's no simple thing. He seems to think about it. To what then shall we liken the kingdom of God, he says. With what parable shall we present it? And as Mark tells the story of Jesus' ministry, the first time that Jesus directly likens the kingdom of God to something, he likens it to a man who scattered some seed on the earth. He'd get up in the morning then and go to bed at night, go fishing, mow his lawn, conduct a SWOT analysis of his business, file his taxes, ump some little league games, make his wife her favorite dinner. He does what he does, this guy. But he does not force his head around that seed and try to direct what it does. The kingdom of God does not work like that. But Jesus' hearers, they don't know that. They're a bit anxious, impetuous, like Toad. Toad put his head very close to the ground and shouted, "Now seeds start growing!" But of course, Toad's shouting didn't help in that children's story. Nor did his singing songs to his seeds, or reading them poems, or playing music for them. Silly Toad. But Toad's seeds, you see, they were important to him, and he didn't yet understand how seeds work. When Jesus speaks of the kingdom of God, he is speaking of something important. The ultimate thing of all. In fact, you see, the kingdom of God is what happens when God reigns. The Jews of Jesus' day could sense the importance of that. The Lord, their God, was to be their king. And after their monarchies had long since fallen, they were waiting for the Lord, their God, to act on their behalf and to establish his reign. Now, of course, with something as important as a kingdom, especially God's kingdom, people not only have ideas and notions, they have plans, programs, whole platforms. It's literally politics at the highest level. You can't fiddle around with something like that. So they want to know, what's Jesus' platform? His plan for politics, life, community, religion, all of that at the highest level. Well, Jesus says, you know, what can I say? The kingdom of heaven is like a guy who tossed some seed on the earth. And he went about his business day after day, not really understanding that seed. And as he went about his business, the seed grew. Blade, kernels, then a full head of grain. And when the crop was ready, in went the sickle. If you don't dismiss Jesus outright, the parable only leaves more questions. You see, this kingdom of God, it may be like a man and some seed in the earth, but it is not like any other kingdom. That story is not indicative of how we grown-ups are inclined to do politics, community, religion, and life at the highest level. No way. But this kingdom of God, according to Jesus, has a vitality and a dynamism all its own. When it hits the ground, it will come to fruition. And that is because Jesus himself is a seed cast upon the earth. The seed promised to Eve, and to Abraham and to David. And when the Son of God came to earth as the seed of a woman, the reign of God on earth began. And it's in the works right now. And when it's full and ready, Jesus will return for his harvest. Right now, we're his presence on the earth, his body, the church. Do you believe what Jesus says about the kingdom of God? Well, then you can go to bed tonight, and you can get up tomorrow, and you don't have to have your head fully around politics, community, religion, and life, much less get all of that stuff right under your thumb. Because it is, in fact, going to be okay, even if you don't know how. And when we go about our business, believing in Jesus' story, we are being likened to the kingdom of God. You see, it's not so much that Jesus' parabolic stories make sense of this kingdom for us. Rather, they liken us to the kingdom. Because kingdom parables are like children's stories. They are gentle words. They are play. They are an invitation forward into the adventure of faith. And on the receiving end of them, we grow. A stalk, some kernels, a full head of grain. In Arnold Lobel's story about the garden, Frog and Toad's garden, Toad eventually fell asleep next to the garden of unsprouted seeds. And then he woke up in the morning to Frog pointing out the little flowers peeking through the ground. One day, and Jesus knows when that day is, you too are going to fall asleep one more time. And you are going to wake up with your friend, Jesus. And on that day, you are going to be a whole lot more like him than you have ever been before. A harvest of a human being. In the holy name of Jesus. Amen.